Heyo, everybody. Justin Soderbergh here, host of Capes and Tights Podcast, a comic book podcast weekly available on Apple, Spotify, and all the major podcasting platforms out there. We come out weekly on Wednesdays with my co-host Adam Morissette to talk comic book related titles and comic book related topics, I should say, each week. So check us out, capesandtights.com, all your major podcasting platforms, as well as Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Search for us on there and you'll be able to find us. So this episode is a bonus episode that comes out every Monday now, which is my pull list, aka Justin's pull list. And what a pull list is a weekly reserve of comic books that I grab from my local comic book shop and purchase and then go home and read. And so one of the things you get as a benefit is if you pick them up on Wednesday, most places give you some sort of discount to buying a certain number of titles every week. And I buy my comic books at Galactic Comic Books and Collectibles on Hammond Street in Bangor, Maine, if you're in the Bangor, Maine area. If not, check out your local comic book shop. You can search for them online and find your local comic book shop and then ask about a reservist list or a pull list or something like that and pick up your comic books weekly. So as a preface to all this, anybody who listens to the podcast and knows, I am a massive Marvel comic book fan, as well as I buy a few Image titles, some IDW titles, Boom, Scout, and so on. So there is never usually a DC comic book on my pull list. That does not mean there's not a DC comic book available or wanted out there. It's just not on my pull list. So I might name a few titles here and there that are big and sought after and, you know, big titles that are coming out. But right now, as it is, I don't buy any DC comic books, so you won't see them on my pull list. Just a little preface there to let you know who I am and what I collect and what I read. And so most of the books I read every week, some of them I buy multiple copies to collect. Some of them I buy just because I want the covers and variant covers. This week, there's only one book out there that I'll buy a variant of, in a sense. There's a second one, there's a second printing, but that's not a variant per se. It's a second printing of a comic books issue number one. But I don't do mostly just to collect, to spec, to collect, to raise money, or to hopefully make some money off of someday. I buy, collect, and keep most of my comic books. There's very few that I sell. Usually it's years down the road because I'm just like, why do I have this book anymore? I don't need it, or I read it and I don't want it, and I sell them. So, but yeah, so let's kick it off. It's a short little episode. And so this is my pull list for this week. September 8th is the date. And again, I buy mine at Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine. But you can also find your local comic book shop, your LCS, on the internet and go search them out and find out where you can get on a pull list. So I will be picking up this week The Amazing Spider-Man number 73. I'm glad they've got up to 73 issues. It's a pretty fun book. Spider-Man's always a good read. Avengers Tech On number 2. Number 1 came out a couple of weeks ago. That's a fun one. It's mostly tech robot versions of Avengers. But this is one of the ones I will say that I did say last week that I will not be doing is reading that every single week. That's one of the ones that I'm holding on to. A lot of these mini series are only about 5 or 6 issues. I usually hold on to them and then read them all at once. That's one of the ones that I will be reading at the end. Champions number 9. Champions has always been a fun book for me. My son's name is Nova. And so the Nova character has always been something true to my heart. He was not named after the comic book character. He was named because my wife and I both loved the name. But it happened to be the comic book character in the Marvel Universe named Nova. So I collect a lot of things based around Nova. And obviously Nova is part of the champions in Marvel comic books. Deadpool, Black, White, and Blood, number 2. Eve, number 5. That's a Boom Studios book. Great post-apocalyptic kind of book that you should read. I'm a couple issues behind on that one. Having a child and a full-time job plus podcasting takes away some time from comic book reading. But yeah, so Eve number 5 will come out. Extreme Carnage, Toxin number 1. So this is where they're introducing a bunch of different symbiotes in the new Extreme Carnage series. This one is the one that's going to have that variant cover that I also like. So I'll buy issue 1 or cover A, which is the normal cover. And then I'll buy the Scotty Young cover because, as some of you know, listen to this podcast as well, and the tattoos that I have on my arm, I'm a huge Scotty Young fan. So I'll be picking up Scotty Young's Baby Marvel variant on that one as well. Speaking of Scotty Young, The Me You Love in the Dark came out a few weeks ago. Excellent, fun, different, amazing book written by Scotty Young and not art by Scotty Young, but he has some variant covers out there. But written by Scotty Young, who's also an ultimate writer for me. But Me You Love in the Dark's issue number 1, second printing will be coming out this week. I'll be picking up that. I don't always pick up second printings. But with Scotty Young's ones and certain number ones, I will pick up the second printings. Sometimes they become more valuable. My Berserker number two foil second printing is worth way more than actually Berserker number one, which is nice to have. And so that one's actually at CGC right now getting slabbed. Me You Love in the Dark number two, though, comes out this week. That's the big title that I'm looking forward to this week, is the Me You Love in the Dark number two out this week. And so I'll be buying number one second print and number two first print. Star Wars Dr. Aphra, number 14. Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters, number four. It's a mini series again. That one I am reading along with it because of the fact that it does tie in with a couple different books that I'm reading. And X-Force number 23 is also coming out. I'm loving these X-Men books. The X-Universe is great. I love the different things they've been doing right now. So that'll be one that I'll be picking up this week. Again, that's not all the books that are available. At my local comic book shop, Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine, he has 53 titles that are coming out this week. I just gave you, 12 titles probably that I'm getting. So there's a bunch of different titles out there from a bunch of different publishers. So make sure you look at your local comic book shop's release list, because there's some books that you might be missing. There's some Marvel books that I'm not picking up this week. Kazar, Lord Savage Land, number one, not grabbing that one. And a bunch of other books as well. There's a Star Wars High Republic second printing of a number seven. I don't buy the Star Wars Adventures books, which is on IDW, and so on. So that's my pull list this week. You can go to capesandtights.com. Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat. Capesandtights.com for more podcast episodes. You can follow us on Apple and Spotify for way more episodes on there, and as well as you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and on Twitter now. Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast, and on Twitter, Capes Tights Pod is our handle on there. So check us out. Twitter just got started, so there's not a lot of followers on there, but follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That's where most of the action takes place. That's been my pull list this week for September 8th. Check out previewsworld.com for more in depth of what releases are coming out this week and next week on the comic book, in the comic book universe. So I'm Justin Soderberg, your host of Capes and Tights, a comic book podcast. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up is Jay Cochran and Will Hexeth of the Bangor Comic and Toy Con, which takes place October 1st through the 3rd at the Bangor Mall. The Clerks reunions that week, and as well as Noah Hathaway will be there, Mick Foley, Judith Hogue. So check out that weekend, BangorComicAndToyCon.com. But check out this week's episode on Wednesday with the two owners of the Comic-Con convention. And we talk a bunch of different things, which is fun. So check that out this week. Every Wednesday, subscribe, follow, rate, review, do all that stuff. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Justin's Pull List. I'll check you out next time.